Good afternoon, everyone. I am Jin Heng Gu from TBAMNIC, and today I will present about the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics, a new service in TBAMNIC. This is our outline. First, I will summarize the TBAMNIC member service in 2005, followed by the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics query system, and the conclusion and the suggestions. This slide shows the TBAMNIC member services in 2005. We have two TBAMNIC member meetings and two open policy meetings. These two open policy meetings is held on June and November. Besides, there are three member training courses, including the IP policy, and the request tutorial, and the IPv6, and the VOIP seminar. Another one is the one APNIC training course. There are two network workshops conjunction with Cisco. It is a security and the QoS workshop. We have five IP committee meetings. The photo is the OPN. Besides, we have some service systems, the IMS system, the resource management system, and the looking glass system, and the bandwidth connectivity survey system. These systems have finished before 2005. Last year, we begin a new project to do the Taiwan Routing Table Statistic Query System. I show about the bandwidth connection survey system right now. This survey system update the data 3 months a year. So we have four times a year to update the data. The data is provided by ISPs of Taiwan. In this map, we can show every ISP in Taiwan to connect with different ISPs and other countries. For example, now is the data process update in our database. So it's It's Australia, there are two connections to Hainan and TWK. There is China. China and Indonesia and India and Japan here. Many ISP have direct connection to Japan, the Korea, and the Philippines, Singapore, and the Vietnam. We have one connection to TWK. The most connection bandwidth is you to the American. So we can use this map to show how many connections to different countries. Of course, if we choose the ISP, we can show his connection to other ISPs. So it's our fresh map, the connection system. Besides, we have some print and the research. We do the Taiwan ISP directory every year. So we just finished our 2005 Taiwan ISP directory this month. Followed, we have the Taiwan Internet Historical Project. We have a map we have built a web page to show the result of the Taiwan internet history on the website. So they separate different periods to so the 1985 to 1991 is the beginning period, and 1992 to 1995 is the development period. The 1996 to 2000 is the growing period, and now is the application period. So it's because this web is all Chinese, so maybe just we haven't considered to translate this data to English. This slide just show our that the some detail about the internet connection map. So the data is provided by the ISP, IX, ICP, and the academic network, and some government to TWNIC and W build up this connection map. That is our 2005 Taiwan ISP directory. It's just one. So the follow, I hope to introduce the new service in Taiwan. It's about the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics Query System. The in TWNIC 4th OPN, the project to analyzing the BGP routing table in Taiwan was proposed by TWNIC. This project aims to analyze the BGP routing table and the WHOIS database belong to Taiwan LIRs, which will provide us the current usage status of LIRs in IP and the AS number. This query system has been developed by TWNIC and some members, including the HINET, CNET, and the APTG. The system workflow is shown in this slide. We first we collect the BGP routing table every week, every Monday, and the three ISP provide their BGP routing table to TWNIC, store in our data in our database. Follow this import data. To the BGP routing table statistics function, we have about 20 statistics items to show the sum result by the routing table. Finally, we report these items. So later I will show the website to show the results. The status items, including the routing aggregation and the IP ASN entries and the SUN AS number routing table, such as origin only AS, transit AS, follow the comparison on WHOIS database and the routing table. And we can know the total IP address in Taiwan and the total AS number in Taiwan and the prefix from unregistered AS number and the prefix using announced from unallocated address space. Finally, we can show the prefix length distribution. So I show the it's our query system website. And, there are three ISPs provide this routing table. The data has been filled by Taiwan LIRs IP and the AS number. If we enter this, now the status data, status item has will show up, and such as the number of route entries and the aggregation number and some average previous lengths, followed by the some statistics about AS number, such like number of transit AS, such as number of distinct AS pace or AS pace length. The three term is the comparison with routing table and the WHIS database, so we can know the previous run unregistered AS number or the number of the special use prefix. The fourth is the distribution of the prefix. So because we update the data every Monday, so this is the new list data on this Monday, the February 27. Yeah. So the summarize the Taiwan Routing Table Statistical System is a new service in TWNIC, and the status is updated every Monday. The practical usage of the IP resource can be aware for NIR's interest. The following test will to develop the status diagram to show the trend of the different query items. If any NIR has the interest to establish your own query system from your domestic routing table, we are very glad to share our experience and the mechanism. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for introducing a very interesting project. Are there any questions regarding this project or, well, anything, you know, that Ching Han has introduced? No? Okay, thank you very much. The current agenda on the web is over, but we still have some time. And I think I remember Toshi requested to make a presentation regarding the DNS. Would you like to make, we still have time, so.
Well, you can briefly report our GPOP in December.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Actually, at the NIR workshop yesterday, Salve has introduced, have briefly mentioned that, ways to coordinate between APNIC community and each NIR's communities. And we've shared information about each of our situations and ways to have a better coordination between, the communities within NIR's region and AP region. I think we've basically shared how we run our meetings, but if there are any ideas or comments on improvements on better coordination, I'd be glad to hear. Any comments from anyone? No? Okay.